are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does. The blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, oh, and it flows to the lowest valley, oh yes, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and it calms all my fears, and it dries all of my tears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, all the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. No, 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 no. It will never lose its power. That precious blood. Oh, it will never, never, never lose its
hallelujah. 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 Oh, why don't you rise to your feet, lift up your hands, thank the Lord for the blood, for the blood, for the blood, for the blood power, for the power of the blood. There is nothing like the blood. There is nothing compared to the blood. That blood that saves us, That blood that gives us access to the throne room, that blood that answers to every spirit that rises up, every attack, that blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Lift up your hands and say, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave us the blood, not the blood of bulls, but the blood of the Holy Begotten Son, Jesus. Thank you that you purchased that with the precious blood. We owe it all to you. Today we come to honor you for that great sacrifice, to recognize the value you place on our lives to merit that kind of sacrifice. Thank you, mighty Holy Spirit. But for the blood, there was no way Christ would have ascended to even give us access to you. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, help us. I bind every principality in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word have free course in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Turn to somebody and say, the blood, you owe it all to the blood. Tell three people, you owe it all to the blood of Jesus Christ. You owe it all to the blood of Jesus Christ. Wow. Clap one more time for Jesus Christ. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amazing. Today we want to talk about the blood. Tell somebody, blood power. Blood power. You know, this little book is one of the most powerful books. You know, the blood of Jesus Christ. Blood power. Tell the person sitting by you, blood power will work for you. You know, some people have financial power. Some have political power. Some even have manpower. Manpower. Hey. Manpower. Some, they have body power. When they pass by, everybody turns to look. It's called body power. Body power. You know, they all both start with the same letter B. Clap for the Lord Jesus. When you pass, somebody turns, wow. You know, and Christian uses words like powerful. What they are talking about is not even blood power. They are talking body power. Wow. Today, we're going to talk about blood power. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The same way that something gets your attention and you said, wow. Today, I want your attention to be drawn to the blood. Blood power. Blood power. Power in the blood. You know, you can have power and still be in the dark. Yeah. You can have power and still be in the dark. See, we traveled for a few days. And in my case, we're living at home with their guardian. And the guardian calls me and said, well, the refrigerator is not working. And it's like the things are melting and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, what they didn't know, there was power they knew not of. We had lived in the house and experienced how to apply and draw and appropriate the power, even when that switch was not working. So I told him, do this, this, this. Call me back. He didn't call me back. And then when I called the phone, he said, oh, everything worked beautifully. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Access had been granted to the power. All the food was preserved. They had food to eat and to spare until we came. Blood power. Hallelujah. That was electrical power that I gave them knowledge about. Give them two, one, two, three. And then suddenly they had electrical power. Food was preserved. They had food. Till I came back, and it's still working. Some of us had blood power, but we're suffering. suffering. Things are getting destroyed. Things are getting corrupted. Today, I want us to open our Bible to Revelation chapter 12 from verse 10 and 11. Revelation 12, verse 10 and 11. New King James. Oh, this is fine. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, whenever you see these things, it's very important. Revelation 14, 13 says, also I heard a loud voice from heaven. Anytime you read Revelation and you hear a loud voice, it means this must be heard by everybody. When I scream in my house, everybody pays attention. Yeah, you must pay attention. So when you hear, there was a scream from heaven. See, when the trumpet sounds, it will be a scream. Everybody will pay attention. Your attention will need to come there for your own good. There's a reason why the trumpet comes first. So this said, a loud voice said in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Somebody said the power of his Christ. Why? Because the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Then verse 11. And they overcame the accuser, him. Who's the him? The accuser, Satan. By what? By the blood of the Lamb. Say, blood power overcomes. How many know that when you are fighting a battle, you need power, you need strength, you need energy, you need a source of power, ability, yes. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to reveal to you something. The Bible says, we heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come strength and power, you know, all these great things from the Lord. Why? Because the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. Give me Revelation 11, 12, 10. That is heaven's part. Cast down the accuser. Verse 10, brother. Bible says that they cast down the accuser and therefore there was strength. There was salvation. Today I'm going to talk about salvation by the blood. Salvation by the blood. Salvation by the blood. Salvation was commanded from heaven. Yeah. When the voice spoke, the first thing was about salvation. With salvation came strength. With salvation came the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Now, when you are saved, you need to know that you walk in power. You walk in strength. You walk in the kingdom. Your citizenship status has changed. Yeah. There are certain scholarships, if you are not a citizen, you can't get. There are certain privileges you cannot get. There are certain places you cannot go until you are a citizen. Even certain licenses, certain jobs. You need clearance. The blood gives us access to the kingdom things, kingdom benefits. So heaven brings salvation commanded from heaven. Why? The only way you can be saved is when the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. One of the things that salvation has come with is the fact that the devil cannot accuse you before God. When you hear accusations about yourself, it is not from God. God excuses, the devil accuses. Yeah. Yeah. God, and you will understand that the blood excuses, makes excuses for you. Gives a reason. No. No. But the devil, he accuses. So there was, God had to just blot out the confusion. Let the accuser be cast down. which accused the brethren day and night before God was cast down. Now it was not over. The devil does not have power before God against you. However, when there is power, like in my house, and you don't apply it, well, you are still going to bear the consequences. You can have a car, you don't learn to drive it, you will still walk barefooted. It's the truth. I can send you money, and if you don't know how to sign to get the money, you will remain poor. So, heaven has done its part. The question is, what are we doing here? And that's what the Lord said in Revelation 12, 11. He said, and how did they overcome? They overcame him. He has been cast down, but you must overcome him. Now he's been cast down to this earth. He cannot accuse you before God, but he can destroy you right here. He knows it. He knows that his time is limited. He would do everything possible to overcome us. That's why God gave us the blood. Somebody say the blood. Blood. The blood power. Blood. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You can be in this world, be a Christian, if you do not know what brings your victory, you will not be victorious. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. For your salvation to become real and for you to live a victorious life of the overcomer, you need to know the blood, understand the blood, apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. Ladies and gentlemen, there are three things that if a Christian has in his grasp, he'll be an overcomer. The blood of the Lamb. The word of our testimony. If you can testify about Christ, about your redemption, it's not going to be easy for the devil. Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's in Psalm 107 verse 2. Psalm 107 verse number 2. What does it say? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That means declare it. The word of their testimony. The blood redeems, and you need to speak it. You need to speak the blood. You need to apply the blood. You need to confess the blood. You need to confess. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim, testify. Give a testimony. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Who's the enemy? The devil. So you don't just need to know about the blood. You need to be able to testify. The word of your testimony. Yeah, it's not the word of God. The word of God can be a testimony, but the word of your testimony, your testifying, many Christians cannot speak to things about who they are in Christ. Yeah. One day I told the one person, if you cheat me, it's not going to be easy for you. Yeah. Because I'm a child of God. I am a child. Christ has paid the price for me. I told somebody, if you speak to me that way, something can happen to you. Oh, yeah. That's what the Bible says. Touch not his anointed. Do his prophets no harm. Who are prophets? They are people who give testify of Christ. Thus saith the Lord. This is what the word says. Many Christians don't know the blood, don't know the word, don't know Jesus, whom they claim has saved them. How can you testify? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If indeed you have been saved, say it. I'm a child of God. When you hear people say, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, It is not, they are not being too sanctimoniously spiritual. They are testifying of who they are. You better join it. Clap for the Lord. They are saying so. Somebody say so. No, it's not so. Don't just say S-O-S-O. So. Say, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm justified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks for me. I am redeemed by the blood. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Let the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Yeah. When the devil was cast down, it is the blood you have to test. That's what communion is about. That's why God says that do it regularly. As often as you do it, you do proclaim, you testify of the Lord's death until he comes. Yeah. We do communion at home. Yeah. Regularly declare, make the statement, I'm a child of God. And I'm not ashamed. I was on the plane this morning coming down. I spoke to the person who was sitting by me. Yeah, I said, by the way, you know, the way that I do, I said, oh, you know what? I'm coming to Memphis. Are you living in Memphis? Said, yeah. Well, can you show me a church that I can attend? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Can you, if I'm here, today is Sunday, I want to go to church, which church would you help me to attend? Oh, you know, started all kinds of things, Lutheran, Luke, Joan, something, something. You know, do you know where it is? Then she sent a text to a friend. I said, oh, really? Well, we can Google it. Things like that. What's the name? Oh, so, okay, no problem. Don't tell me a good church. Tell me the church you go to. Oh, you know, I work on Sundays. Oh, I said, by the way, I also work, physician. You know, and I said, one of my pastors of old told me, Jesus Christ rose from the dead, but we Christians can't even rise from our bed to go to church, and you should therefore change. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The lady looked me in the eye and said, that's very true, my brother. I said, yes, Jesus has shed his blood. That wonderful sacrifice. And all we need to do is rise up and worship him in spirit and in truth and reach out to other people. Is that too difficult? That's so your work, if you're too busy, then you're too busy. You're too busy to. Then I showed about the Sabbath, how God rested so that we will serve and declared it holy. We can't just do things. Ah, I declared that I am redeemed. The blood. I said so. Tell somebody he said so. Testify. There's power in the testimony. Say it. Say it often. Say it. Say it when difficult things are going difficult. Say it when you meet people. Let everybody know that testimony. And then the third thing. So number one is when you know and proclaim the blood, apply the blood. Number two is when you have the words testimony, you testify of the reality of your salvation, the power of the blood, the Christ, and then finally, they love not, brother, help me preach. They love not their life unto the death. Revelation 12:11. Do you know what that means? Many Christians are afraid to die. When a Christian is dedicated to that extent, where it's not about my life is waiting to die for God. I can't wait. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. When you find a Christian who's ready to die, who's okay, who's ready to meet his maker, who is truly saved, when you are saved, you are ready to meet your maker. You are just worried for the people around you. That's why we take life insurance. It's not death insurance. I'm not taking, if you have life insurance, it's not for you. You are saying, I'm ready to die, but this girl and this little girl that you brought to this world, what is going to happen to them? It's not about you. Many Christians are afraid to get even life insurance. Yeah. But when you find a Christian who's ready and willing to meet his Savior, that's why the question is always, are you ready to meet your Savior? When we are asking for people to come to Christ, is anybody who's ready, who, if you die today, will you go to heaven or hell? When you find a Christian who's ready and says that I'm okay, you are blessed. They love not their life unto the death. Or they are ready to sacrifice their lives. That you are a nurse, you are a carpenter, you are a physician, you are whatever it is. But my life, I work to live, but my life is to serve God. It's not everything about selfishness. Christians are so selfish, even giving 10% of their money to God, they can't. Tithers, oh yeah. That's not a Christian who is not, you love your life, not to death, but to live. You can't even accept pain of losing 10% for the sake of the Lord. Such a Christian, when the devil meets a Christian who is not living for self, but living for Christ, the devil is in trouble. That thing is as powerful as the blood of Jesus. Three things, the blood of Jesus, somebody who is not, who knows and applies the blood, somebody who knows and speaks, testifies that I'm saved, and it's important to be saved. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I am a Christian and proclaims it and is not ashamed. Oh, you found a powerful person. Many people will follow you, even if you're young. You get one such person who is willing to testify in University of Memphis, Christian Brothers University, or one African boy who walks into Memphis and said, I will testify. Yeah, the word of my testimony is what has gathered all of you. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus. That's why I'm saying we all are getting into the bus center. If you are a true Christian, you will form a bus center. A Christian who has overcome the devil testifies and is not afraid to get in his neighborhood, in his apartment complex, and said, I'm starting a Bible study. I'm starting a Bible study to proclaim, to testify of Christ. If you can't do it, the devil has overcome you. Oh, no, see, I'm reading from the Bible. The thing that overcomes, no one, nightmares will go away. Demons will go away. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, they overcome by three things. The blood, and we're going to talk about the blood. But before I leave this verse, the word of their testimony, when was the last time you testified about Christ? Most likely you have been overcome by the devil, if you can't and you don't. Overcomers, they testify. Yeah. I said overcomers, they testify. Yeah. And the word of any time you testify about your Christianity, about Christ, the devil leaves you. He can't stand it. He can't stand preaching. He can't stand witnessing. He can't stand soul winning. He can't stand somebody who says, I'm a Christian. I can't do this. I'm a Christian husband. I have to pray. I can't commit fornication. I can't speak to you that way. I'm a Christian wife. I can't deny you of bedroom food. It's a testimony. Yeah, and that your life is about, your statements are based on the testimony of Christ. I'm a Christian. I can't just sit at home on Sunday. And that's only your testimony. You have overcome the devil. Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'm a Christian. I can't eat this tithe. It's for Christ, for the Lord. The word of their testimony. Yeah. The word of their testimony. The reason why I'm not going to watch the pornography with you, I'm a Christian. You can say it. The devil is weakened already. You are lying down naked. Yes, we did that every day for the last several weeks. But I'm a Christian. I can't continue doing this. Get up and wear your underpants and walk out away fear. I'm a Christian. That's the word of your testimony. people that can do that. Look, right here on earth, the blood, the overcoming, heaven has done its job. Here on earth, what are we doing? They've cast him out for strength to come. Christian strength is not coming. The power of his Christ is not coming. The power of the kingdom is not coming. It's because we have not overcome him. Some of your only overcoming influence is to come for communion. Even that one you don't believe properly. There's no testimony. There's no testimony. I said this bacenta thing, we are all joining in. Say amen. Every area that you live will have a fellowship. And people will follow you to church because you witnessed to them. You invited them. You testified of Christ. And then finally, you love not your life unto the death. Dedicated to the point of even if it means death. Yeah. I left certain jobs because I wanted to be used by God. Dedicated. I traveled this morning because I wanted to come to church. Love not their lives to the death. You are not being selfish about it. I will do anything for the Lord. Hey! The reason why Al-Qaeda people are dangerous. They don't mind dying. But Christians, we don't mind living. Oh, yeah. If I tell you right now, you Christian, that, you know, we're starting a fellowship in Mississippi. I want you every Sunday to drive 1 hour to go and support that fellowship. You will hear the answers that I'll get. You hear the excuses. My child, my leg, my car, my gas, my job, my cash, my wife, my grandmother. Love not their life. And even coming early, dedicated to just be there early and to worship, is sometimes a problem for Christians. But you are changing in Jesus' name. If there is a basketball game finals right now, will you give that up to come for the service of the Lord? If you have not gotten to that stage of you don't love your interest. Your interests don't come when it comes to Christ. You haven't overcome the devil. I'm telling you honestly. You want to know who has overcome the devil? The one who appreciates the blood, understands and applies it regularly. Points to it. Ask for the blood to be spoken. The one who testifies and speaks boldly without shame about Christ. You can carry a Bible without covering it. Many of us are happy because the Bible is now on phone. So we can hide our Christianity in our pockets or in an app. You have not overcome the devil. The devil has you on his fingertips and he will strike. I'm serious. Yeah. If you can't open your mouth and declare openly. Yeah. That the reason why I don't have any other girlfriends is because I'm a Christian. My wife can bank on that by the grace of God. Yeah. We don't need to sign a contract. Christ just being there is enough. Yeah. That I can count on you, that you are a Christian. Sunday, you'll be here. Whether rain or shine, they love not their life unto the death, that even if it is raining, the way you love your job, said that in rain you will drive, in snow you will drive. When it comes to Christ, you will do the same. That's the overcomer. That's the person who has overcome the devil. And watch the lives of people who behave that way. The devil cannot. I'm serious. Watch people who are in this category. They are victorious. You yourself, you like their lives. Yeah. I can't cheat this person because of Christ. Look at people like Daniel. People like Joseph. The Bible says, mark the perfect man. The person who declares, how shall I do this thing, Potiphar's wife, and sin against God? That's a test, the word of his testimony. That I am a child of God. I can't do this. And I won't. You can keep my jacket. You can keep it. I won't sleep with you. Yeah. It's a blessing. I'm a Christian, so I won't react. The word of their test. And they love not their lives unto the death. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. But today I want to station on one, just one of these. Because this can send us the whole year talking about these three things. Yeah. How to overcome the devil. I think this will suffice for you for now, right? Yeah. As a summary, when we come to the camp, we can explain deeper. Yeah. But today we are going to number one. Salvation and overcoming by the blood of Jesus Christ. Blood power. When we talk about salvation, it involves so many things. So many things. You know, when you look at mankind, God has saved us. Saved us from what? You can go back to the garden. When we were in the garden as Adam and Eve, all of us were inside the eggs and the eggs. The ovary and the testicles. We were all there. All of us. You know, life was different. Let me open the Bible. You know, the Lord has revealed to me something. Genesis chapter 2. Let's read down. Do you know that when God created Adam and Eve, I think it's in verse 8 or so, he planted a garden because of Adam and Eve. Let's look at verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You know, maybe let's go to verse 6. Okay. Verse 5. All right. Verse 6 is okay. Verse 7. And the Lord God, verse 7, brother, formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Then verse 8, listen to this. And the Lord God listen to it, that's the origin of man. That's the original plan of God for us. I'm explaining salvation by the blood, Salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm trying to explain why we are saved. We should call it salvation. Look at this. And the Lord God planted a garden. Planted a garden himself in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Clap for the Lord. When God created you, we were meant to live the garden life. Many of you, when you buy your house, you want to plant gardens. Landscaping. Plants, beautiful flowers. And put white chairs in there. Garden furniture. And relax in your backyard. And take a flower and smell and put some in your hair. Why not? He planted a garden. God himself planted the garden. Wow. You form me and you plant a garden for man. He put the man in there. Then go on. Verse 9. Bible says, and out of the ground, the Lord made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. God made it grow. He, because of man, he made those things grow. The tree of life also. He brought life. God wants life for you. Eternal life that you will never die. That was his original plan. You will never die. You will never be sick. He planted the tree of life in the midst of the Garden of Eden. Life. Salvation brings eternal life. The blood is the source of it. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It was all meant for them. When we get there, we will be all-knowing. And Bible says, look, all these things. And then verse 10. And he brought a river
a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Oh, water the garden, that it will be flourishing. Look, I've seen some gardens there. It's ever watered. Fresh, plush, succulent stems. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. That means that for the water was for some use, four areas. But before it could go anywhere, God may say, no, direct it to my children first. Direct it to my children. God, when God says that, I'll bless you, and in you shall all nations be blessed. It started from Adam. The thing will come to you and you will distribute it. May that be your story. May that be your story in Jesus' name. Blood power is what I'm talking about. All this was the plan of God until Satan came and corrupted. Same Satan. The blood is dealing with the same thing God dealt with. The thing that corrupted mankind. All these things were there. And chapter 3, Satan came and corrupted everything. Everything. And like Satan told Jesus Christ, all these things have now been handed over to me. Because Adam and Eve, they just sold out. They lost it. Once they obeyed Satan, they couldn't overcome him. It wasn't like they loved their life unto themselves. They became selfish about us. It was good for food. One to make one wise. And then they ate, and that was it. Ladies and gentlemen, since that time, the devil has taken ownership. Yeah, Bible calls him the prince of this world. The prince of this world. We have gone from this luscious garden. We were pushed out of the garden into the world, Satan's world, where he was cast. Now we have to overcome him to go back to the garden. That's what salvation is all about. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's what salvation is all about, to overcome him. He was cast down originally not because of that, but he wanted company. So ladies and gentlemen, you overcome him, number one, by the blood. Number one, by the blood of the Lamb. So I want us to understand how the blood restores us, saves us. Salvation is to be restored. It's to be brought back. It's to be kept from the evil that was otherwise going to be our portion. How does the blood do it? Number one, through redemption. Someone say redemption. Redemption. Someone say redemption through the blood. Redemption. Redemption. And I want to read this scripture concerning redemption. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 to 10. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Redemption back to God by the blood. Out of every kindred and every tongue, every people, every nation. And you have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I was reading and you were somewhere. Can you be a little more proactive rather than reactive? Thank you. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, redemption was by the blood. Do you know what the meaning of redemption is? Redemption is to buy back. To redeem is to buy back. To buy back. Someone say to buy back. So God had to pay for something that was his own originally. You know, if you have not gotten to that point before, you'll never understand. When somebody steals something that's precious to you, you know, somebody stole an iPad. And then we located, because this iPad these days, you can track it. And the person was using it. A text was sent. You know what? Bring the iPad back and name your price. I'll give it to you. Because I value this iPad. Those were the days where the cloud was not the cloud. When you lose an iPad, you've lost all the information. Like you lose a laptop. All the information was. So the person started using it. They chased and chased and didn't get it. And then sent a text. Send a message through. However, bring it. Name your price. We'll give it to you. That's redeem. To buy back what was originally yours. To buy back. I'm going to show you a story in the Old Testament that will surprise you. For you to understand what the blood of Jesus Christ did. Hosea chapter 1 from verse 2. Hosea chapter 1 verse 2. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms or harlotry. Go and take a wife who is a prostitute. And children of whoredoms. For the land has committed great harlotry or whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Ladies and gentlemen, let's face it. How many of you, if you were married to somebody, Apia Kubi? No, I think these people, they qualify. Nana, come, you and your wife. Think about it. This is what God did by the blood. This lady you loved so much. So much. She went, played the harlot. Played the harlot. You had sent her through school, wanting to marry her. Everything was set. And by the time you realize, she was, no, no, she was a member of what's that place called? Hub of Brothel. And this was a pimp. Come. Yeah. Not knowing this man was pimping your wife. Big time. Pimping to so many men. Wow. I mean, all ages, Benson, I mean, and then some of them were even all kinds of diseases, had treated herself from gonorrhea, syphilis, all kinds of things. A harlot had gotten pregnant and actually aborted several times. And you go back and you say, leave this pimp. No, the guys. How many men has she slept with so far?
Uncountable.
Uncountable. She's the best one. And yet, this is Hosea. And Hosea says, represent me. Tell them this is how I feel. They've gone all the way. I planted a garden for them. I brought orchards. I put in water for them. I watered. I did everything. The tree of life was meant to be theirs. They were going to live long lasting. The wisdom, knowledge of good and evil was just for a moment. They couldn't handle it yet. I had planned everything. I planned the wedding. I planned it. I did everything. I brought you up. I did everything for you. Brought you through school. And look at what you're doing. That's how we behave towards God. That's how God feels. And yet, he said, no problem. I'll buy you back. I pay for everything. So he comes. How much will you take for this guy, for this lady? Meanwhile, she's actually done everything. He's done everything. I'll pay again. This is what he did. Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hosea, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Oh, I can see that the Lord, his heart bleeds. How many husbands here will take your wife who's gone to sleep with several men, had HIV and all these things? Oh, my viral count is low, so you can take me. Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet, go again, love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel. Can you imagine? He said, Hosea, love this woman who you loved, but while you married, this one you're married. That's Christians who backslide. This one you're married. The first one is Christian people the Lord has created, has promised everything. Everything. Yet they won't give their life to Christ. The second one is Christians who backslide. I've loved you. We have been together. We are married. Yet you are playing the harlot, adultery. You went with this pimp to his test before he goes. All the time. According to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons, whatever it is, of wine. And verse 2, so Hosea went and bought her. I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver. High price. And for an omer of barley and a half omer of barley, I paid again. Somebody that I'm married to, I've signed. She's supposed to be mine. But this man, who's like God, representing God, said they play the harlot, but I want them back. I've loved them. They've gone adulterizing, gone to play. But go and love them. God was saying, tell them this is what I'm doing. I know you're dirty. I know you don't qualify. I know it doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense. There is a scripture in Proverbs chapter 6. I don't know where, maybe 23 or something. Find it. That says, when a man's wife has been taken by another man, nothing will pacify him. He will kill for a ransom. He sees the man, he will kill. Look, you look that nice. You look that nice, brother. Tim, you are one of the most beautiful gentlemen I've ever found. I keep telling my wife all the time. No, I'm serious. Yeah, I tell my wife all the time, one of the most beautiful gentlemen I've ever seen. Who cares for the wife the most? This girl had a problem. Look, this guy stood, fought. I've never seen some before. God bless you. God bless you. I've dealt with many marriages. I counsel them and everything. But this is one marriage that they are able to solve the problems themselves out of love. Christians, they love each other. Now, quiet and gentle, Jesus, meek and mild like he is. If this pimp of a brother pimp, come again. Mr. Pimpinis comes and says, come on.
Come here, girl.
And manages to just once or twice. You will see the other side of this man. Hey. He will turn into a lion. Look, every husband here, think about who's married. Think about your wife being thumped, being banged. No, I'm serious. And you know it. You have pictures. You have videos. Because God's eyes are everywhere. You see, the husbands are shaking. Somebody has closed their eyes like this. It hasn't happened. It has not happened. Look at the husbands. Look at the way they are behaving. Tim, yeah, look. The man is clenching his teeth already. You see his teeth. And line is arising. Somebody said, God forbid. You will never be a pimp in Jesus' name. You will never be an adulterer in Jesus' name. You will never be pimped in Jesus' name. But Bible says, so is a man who goes into his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Verse 34 says, keep going. Verse 34. For jealousy is the rage of that man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. Verse 35. He will not regard any ransom. You can't pay him. Neither will he rest content, though you give him many gifts. 36. That's it. He will. You can't pay. That man will be so few. But God redeemed us, brought us back by the precious blood of Jesus. Redeemed us. He said, that is how it is. That's how dirty. That's why any of you who, because you went and watched pornography, you say God doesn't like you anymore. You don't understand God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Please be seated. Someone say blood power. Blood power. And how did he do this? Redeemed by the blood. Redeemed by the blood. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Redeemed by the blood. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Give me New Living. These corruptibles and things sometimes. New Living. New Living translation, please. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Sinless, spotless blood. If you understand that you are redeemed by the blood, and your identity was an adulterer, a harlot, you will not easily stay out of church because I fell into one sin. You will quickly go back. This is how much he loves you. He loves you this much. The last time I told church members to bring me a gift, I have only three boys. I've not had any girl. Doris had two girls. I don't know what they brought me, socks or something like that. Socks or card or something funny or some small money or something. You could have given me one girl, one of your girls. You have two. Yeah. And you know I like Zoe very much. Now I realize Zoe is not going to work, so I've shifted my life to Ivana. Still, no show. Now I'm praying for a third girl that will be twins. So they can give me one. Ladies and gentlemen, but Christ was the only begotten Son. Only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he paid. Now, Pimp, Mr. Pimp, where is he? Come. Now he's coming. Go, cook the girl. And then, you know, let me tell you a story. One time, a slave, those days, it was slavery. Come. The pimps, the ladies, they are slaves. They are slave girls to sex. Sex slaves. When they are being pimped, they are slaves. They pay. You must do anything they say. Then one time, an owner went back and decided to pay the money to the pimp. As he was paying the money, the pimp gave the money. Take all the, you know, money paid, you know. This currency, you haven't seen it before. This is $5 million. Yeah, you see how it is. It's so expensive that they have to put silver transparency inside. So you don't know. I just got the money. So you can't. It's very valuable. This is $5 million for just her, a harlot. And after paying, usually when they come and pay, it means the master who has money also has seen a beautiful harlot, and therefore they are going to use them for their personal property. What they were getting from several men, they will get from this man and anything that they want. So this lady saw the man come in, pay the money, and as the lady was holding, the man got the receipt and held the lady to come. The lady spat into the man's eyes the one who's buying back eyes. And he says, why? Why are you doing this to me? Say, I know what you're going to do to me. I know what you're going to do to me. I know they've been doing all these evil things to me. But you want to do it all by yourself. Take me. You have money, so this is how you should treat me. Yes, you pay the money. Now take me home. I'm useless, isn't it? I'm a slave. That's why I spat at you. Take me. Then the man took out the handkerchief, wiped off the saliva, and then took out of the pocket again some more money. This time, more was red. This time. It's another currency you don't know. This is 10 million. And gave to the girl who spat in her face, his face. Go. I don't need you. I just pay because I don't want you to be mistreated. You are free. You are redeemed. Go. You are free. And then the girl broke down. So you did all this just to set me free and to provide more for me? Yes. This can buy you a house, can buy you everything. And I've got a caretaker and a car reserved for you. Go. Go. I don't need anything. Normally, they change addresses. They put handcuffs. Just remove the handcuff. Go. Just and threw the handcuff. Give me the handcuff. Threw it away. Go. Go. Run. You dare not touch. Run. And then give the receipt, the bill of sale. Give the bill of sale to her. It's yours. And then he tore it into pieces and gave it. I don't have it anymore. So I have no claim. I did it all for you because I loved you. I did this all for you. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Whenever we come to the communion, this is what we are dealing with. That's why 1 John 1:19 says we love him because he first loved us. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no group of people better loved than Christians. That's why Jesus Christ said, one commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so love you one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Some of you, when you don't come to church and I'm coming, it's because the love of Christ is running through me. I don't need anything from you. Someone say, Pastor, we'll come to church for you, okay? You don't understand. That's why I'm employing all of you. Christ has done it. People don't understand. Like that girl, she spit it into my face. Come, spit again into my face. She spit it, boom. This one, it is a thick sputum, green, with some blood in it. Brown mixed with green. Ah, and it fell on my tongue. It ran through my nose and it smells so badly. Because, you know, they don't even allow her to brush her teeth. Some of the things people say about God, he doesn't exist. Wait, Christians, they are just servants. You are just polluting us. You are just brainwashing us, indoctrinating, and all that. Christ doesn't need anything from you. What does he need from you? He said, the silver and the gold, they are mine. The silver and the gold, they are mine. A little tithe you should bring. Look at you. A little act of worship. Just come and be with me. Just come. Even this between the porch and the altar. I've done everything for you. I've redeemed you. Just come and spend some time with me. Come away. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. You won't help me.
Your heart and minds be filled.
Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let's sing together. Come away. Come away. Come away. Come away. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Oh. Let your heart and minds be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. When I kneel down in the morning and I'm having my quiet time, I know he's loved me. Yeah. He loved me. Yeah. Spend time with the Lord.
When I sit down and I'm reading my Bible, I'm walking with my lover. When I preach, I'm preaching for him who saved me, who redeemed me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he'll take care of my children. He'll take care of my marriage. He'll take care of my finances. He gave his life. How much more will he not give his time, his angels for you, his Holy Spirit for you, his word for you, his counsel for you? You don't love him that much because you don't understand how much he loved you. The blood explains it. The blood explains it. The blood explains it. How many of you will die? You want to marry, but you will you die for her? But he died for us. He paid when we're harlots, when he loved us so much. Sometimes when I look into marriage, I say, oh, I see the love of God. And women, you must be grateful when somebody marries you. Some women are very ungrateful. Yeah. I know you have these things. Oh, somebody else could have married me. But you see, when the choice was with a man to choose you, you are blessed when you're chosen. God chose. Said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have chosen you. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He did. He did. Some of you need to come and say thank you every day. The tithe is definitely a way to do it. But more importantly, time spent. Quiet time. I've done this Genesis Bible challenge. Just read one chapter a day and share. Testify. The word of your testimony. This is what I learned about my Christ, about my God. And just put it on the platform. You won't do it. Go out there and have Basenta to show that love. You won't do it. But the blood did it for us. The blood, the precious blood of Jesus. He redeemed us. He redeemed us. He'll do it again if he has to. He redeemed us. And when he redeemed us, he knew there were no guarantees. When you marry, there are no guarantees. Some people marry and then they shoot each other. There are no guarantees. But they buy. The wedding is a buyout. No man needs to touch you anymore. You don't need to go harlotry. I'll take care of you. Your needs, emotional needs, physical needs, financial needs, warmth, everything. I'm going to do it. I'm paying money to invite everybody. I'm buying you out. I'm redeeming you. That's why I say you should say thank you. Yeah. Sometimes when I see people talking about their spouses in a funny way, especially the wives, say, you don't understand what you've got. You could have been single and lonely out there, open to the weather and the elements. And the pimps. Oh, look at the way some of them are looking. I know you don't understand. But if just for the sake of redemption, think about it. If that man had not married you, perhaps you'd be out there, childless, warmless, lonely. That's what Christ did for us. Rise to your feet and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the blood and the works of the blood. While we get the communion ready, oh, put your hand on your heart. Say, thank you, Father, for my misbehavior, for my harlotry, for the adulteries that I've committed, for my relationship with the world. Thank you, Father, that you did not let me go in spite of my evil ways. You bought me back. And you keep showing the blood to the devil. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that
will never lose its power.
For it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
If you go there, it's a good life.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.